God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. We continue the series of programs with Paul McGuire today. Brother Hutchings and Brother Paul will be talking once again about the economic woes of America, and will also get into information from Brother Paul's second book, Are You Ready for the Microchip? As we've mentioned earlier, Brother Paul is a syndicated radio host, author, and he teaches Bible prophecy. Here now is Brother Hutchings and his guest.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Brother McGuire, it's good to have you on the program. I know you have your own ministry. Would you care to share with us something about the work the Lord has called you to do? And we're going to be reviewing one of your books today on the microchip, but just tell us something about how the Lord is leading you in these days in which we live.
Well, Noah, it's great to be on the program. I formed a ministry a number of years ago, and the purpose of the ministry, it's Paul McGuire Ministries, and we have a 501c3 church. The purpose of the ministry is to use Bible prophecy in current events. And I have found a lot of people have come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior through our ministry from all over the world because they've seen me on TV or they've heard me on radio. And we use a lot of media, radio, television. But I have found that a lot of non-believers or believers who are backslidden, these current event topics, like the topics in my book, Are You Ready for the Microchip and The Day the Dollar Died, economics, the microchip implant, they capture the attention of people who wouldn't normally be interested in, quote, religion. And this is kind of bait. I'm a fisherman of men, and this is kind of bait. And they end up coming to the Lord after they read about economics and Bible prophecy. So the center of the ministry is to talk about current events in the light of Bible prophecy.
Brother Paul, you know, I grew up during the Great Depression and under the Roosevelt administration. I actually worked on the farm program of the Roosevelt administration, I think 1937-38, maybe in 39 some. Back in 1933, Franklin Roosevelt introduced a program, the NRA program, National Recovery Act program, and the sign was an eagle with arrows in one hand and some food in the other, something like that. I don't remember exactly, but everybody doing business or hiring employees or whatever had to have the sign of the eagle on their door. And people, the church then rose up and said, hey, this may be the mark of the beast. We don't want to have anything to do with it. So Roosevelt had to withdraw the NRA program and rewrite it, parts of it in his other programs. But the NRA program was scuttled because people were concerned that this is going to be the mark of the beast. Do you think Christians today are that concerned?
No, and that's one of the reasons I write the books, and that's the burden the Lord placed on my heart. And the Lord has called me to speak out on this. Because what you're saying is true. I don't believe today's generation of Christians, especially with all the liberal theology and watered-down theology, are prepared to stand up as they did in your generation. An example would be, you know, we have plans for martial law. We have plans, I mean, in the health care bill, there is a provision in the health care bill that allows for the microchip implant. We have a police state surveillance everywhere, but Christians are not standing up. And if they're not careful, they're going to lose the gift of freedom that God gave us in this nation. And I'm very concerned about that.
Talking about government observation in England, you know, they say they have millions of cameras that Everybody is photographed at some time during the day now. In fact, you know, we hear complaints that people can't even go to the bathroom anymore without being under observation by a camera. And recently we went on a trip to Colorado. We come back and we received two tickets because somebody had done something, gone up the wrong way on a toll road or something. But I know it's everywhere now. The government is observing everything we do, and they have the paper trail. Now, that was not possible for the coming of the computer.
Right. And the thing about that is, you know, it's Big Brother has come alive. This is leading up to the government of the Antichrist, where people won't be able to sell without the mark of the beast, which I believe will be a biochip or microchip implant. But you're right. It's surveillance of everything. And, you know, police now are legally allowed to drive up to your driveway and without you knowing it, put a GPS device on your car and track you. In California right now, in the last 6 months, so many elementary schools, the school children have RFID chips in their clothing or their school jerseys, and they're being tracked by RFID. And the Christian parents, of course, that read their Bible are upset. The other ones are welcoming it. We see all kinds of technology being used. And, you know, on one hand, we have the scriptural warning about the coming Antichrist government. But on the other hand, we have our Constitution, which says that we're supposed to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. Well, I think photographing you, a citizen in the bathroom is unreasonable search and seizure.
On the previous two programs, we did some observations about relating to your book on the day the dollar died, the coming universal one-world money system. In fact, banks are now wanting a one-world money system. We have a world economic system where people in different nations are given quotas, how much they can produce and ship to other nations. All that is under the control of the United Nations now. Right. So we have the United Nations, and we have the one world legal systems now coming into play. People in Uganda can't pass a law now to protect the young people because it infringes, they say, on the rights of others. So we have all these international laws. Now we have international commerce regulation. We're all in the computer. We all have numbers. You know, when they did the Social Security number, they said it wasn't going to be used for identification. Now it is. It had regulated. You didn't. It was voluntary, but now it's not. So the government is controlling everything. And if you don't pay all your taxes, you're going to be called up. So we have control. Now, how is that possible? We look back in Scripture, we can even go back to Daniel. He said this day would come, and Jesus referred to it. He says, according to what Daniel says, the man of sin is going to come. There is going to be a world government. And then we read in the book of Revelation, as you bring out in your book, Are You Ready for the Microchip? He causes all, meaning the world government leader, all, both small and great, rich and poor, then no exception, free and slave, no exception, to receive a mark in the forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him whom hath understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, 666. So we have here the number 666, the number of man. Man was created on the sixth day. He usually, the average height, I think, is about 6 foot. And he lives about 60 years. And then he dies and he gets planted in a 6 foot hole in the ground. So six is the number of man. And this is a man apart from God. And that's what we have today. We have government apart from the Bible, the Word of God. And it's to exalt the government of man, not the kingdom of God.
Well, you know, Noah, in my book, Are You Ready for the Microchip? And in The Day the Dollar Died, the Lord led me to do extensive research on Nazi Germany, pre-Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, the occult society. The Third Reich was an occult party first and a political party second, and Hitler was put in power by an underground occult movement, and Hitler was a deep disciple of the occult. And there are terrifying parallels regarding the spiritual and political condition of the United States of America today and of Nazi Germany back then. And let me just briefly summarize it. The theology of what would have been called the Evangelical Church of Nazi Germany is almost exactly the same theology of the evangelical movement. Now, I'm not talking about the remnant of God's people. I'm not talking about the people of God who love God and read His Word on a regular basis. They're the exception. But the average evangelical Christian in America has the same theology that the evangelical Christian church in Adolf Hitler's time had. And the church in Adolf Hitler's time, they put him into office. And the fundamental mistake they made, and we're making this in America, is that we are looking to the government to be God. Whether it's a Republican politician or a Democratic politician, the church is looking for government to be God. And that's what they did in Nazi Germany. And God gave them a, quote, God, small g, and they suffered under satanic rule. And I am very concerned with all the police state legislation. You know, for 10 years on the radio, people would ask me the question, are there concentration camps? And you know, Noah, I don't put anything in my books. I don't talk about anything unless I have documentation. So for 10 years, I stayed away from that question about concentration camps in the United States. But, I mean, I'd seen the pictures. I talk about it in Are You Ready for the Microchip? I was speaking at a conference with a very famous military general, a general's general, a hero. Many of your listeners would know his name. And I was talking to him privately. And I said to him, look, you don't have to answer this question because I understand your position. But are there concentration camps in the United States? And who are they for? And he looked me right in the eyes and he said, Paul, this is the number one question Christians ask me. And he said, if you had asked me 15 or 20 years ago, I would have told you the concentration camps would be for terrorists or rioters or criminals and an economic collapse or an invasion of illegal immigrants or something. But today, he said, there are rumblings in the highest areas in the military. And it was his personal belief also that the concentration camps, he said, do exist, and they are being built for Bible-believing Christians and others that will not go along with this New World Order program. And the reason I've written my books is to blow a trumpet for God's people to wake up. You know, you know all about this. Now, the church has been put to sleep by false teachers who are lulling them to the sleep. They're not teaching about the book of Revelation. They're not being watchmen. Your ministry plays the role of a watchman, and I hope God uses these books to wake up the remnant, the believing church.
Noah Hutchings is visiting with Paul McGuire on your Watchman on the Wall program. They'll be back in just a bit to complete today's interesting interview. In the meantime, here's how to get Brother Paul's enlightening book, Are You Ready for the Microchip? Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or go online, website address, swrc.com. The 164-page book is offered in appreciation of a $20 contribution in the U.S., $22 in Canada. More on today's offers at the close of the program. Here again is Brother Hutchings and his guest, Paul McGuire.
Brother Paul has written two books, The Day the Dollar Died, which pretty well documents the status of world economics today, because we have to look to world economic systems, because the Bible plainly says that no one will buy or sell. That's economics, unless they have the mark of the beast or the number of his name, the mark either in the forehead or in the right hand. So that is economics. And we hear today, oh, we mustn't talk about politics. We mustn't talk about economics. That's not in the Bible. But what are we talking about here at the end of the age? We're talking about government oppression. We're talking about government using economics to force everyone to worship the image of a world leader that's going to appear on the world scene.
You know, Noah, I believe, as I think you do, that the heavy spiritual deception that has fallen on God's people in the United States and across the world, primarily because they're not reading the Word of God for themselves. And when I say reading the Word of God, I'm talking about Genesis to Revelation and the prophetic scriptures. And they are being deceived because, as you said, that passage in Revelation, God is giving us a warning through the Apostle John. He's talking about a one-world government, which is a political system. He's talking about a one-world economic system, which is happening right now, right at the second before our eyes. And it never could have happened before without technology and the computer. But the other interesting thing is, as you're fully aware of, the second beast, which is the false prophet, it's the false prophet who's the head of a coming one-world religion. And we see that coming one-world religion emerging now, even in Christian churches. It is this false prophet who is head of the coming one-world religion who is in charge of making sure everybody gets the mark of the beast, otherwise they can't buy or sell. So money, or whatever they're going to use, the microchip implant, is spiritual. And I don't want to get into a long thing about it, but of course your listeners know that on the back of a dollar bill, you have that occult symbol of the pyramid. It says in the words in Latin, Nuvus Ordo Seclorum, which means New World Order. And you have that all-seeing eye of Lucifer, which was put there by the Illuminati. And that is part of the coming one world religion.
I was concerned way back in the 1980s, going into the 1990s, about world economic programs sponsored by the United Nations, also accepted by most nations in the world. Economic aid, foreign economic aid to the third world nations, like El Salvador, South Africa. You know, they have loans and grants and all, but the grants and the loans were on the condition that, for example, Puerto Rico, El Salvador only use that money to plant a certain crop, beans. And therefore, other nations were dependent upon United Nations intervention or aid or something to get beans from this company that received aid. Because and now then you have a sign in California, in the San Joaquin Valley, the California Dust Bowl. We're now depending upon other nations. We're the most agriculturally independent nation in the world, or were. But now much of what we eat is coming in from other nations with the permission of this international cartel. So everything in the world is being programmed under a united political system. And we say many people are starving and all this international commerce that has to move in order to feed people. These are foreshadows, I believe, of what's coming in the future.
I couldn't agree with you more, Noah. They're using the global economic system, specifically the United Nations, to manipulate and control nations. And as I said in my book, The Day the Dollar Died, and in Are You Ready for the Microchip, the way they plan for the economic destruction of the United States so it would become part of a world government is, people don't like to use the word conspiracy, but there is a conspiracy. They destroyed the agricultural industry in the United States on purpose. We were the breadbasket of the world. They've destroyed manufacturing in the United States on purpose. So we make almost nothing in the United States. And the net effect of this has been the loss of millions and millions of jobs, which has created an economic downturn. And as you just said, we are totally dependent. I mean, we don't. It's during World War II, when we fought against Japan and Germany and other nations, we were capable of building our own ships and building our own military equipment. Today, we can't do that. We would be dependent of buying our military equipment from China. Now, how is that going to work out?
Yes, back in the 1930s, when we were faced with a world war, immediately our nation put 16 million men and women in the armed forces, built thousands and thousands of airplanes, thousands and thousands of tanks, thousands and thousands of ships, put all these 16 million service people in uniforms, socks, hats, a gun for each one, shells. We couldn't do that now, Paul. If we had to put 16 million men in the Army now and provide them all with guns, tanks, airplanes, ships, here we were a poor nation at that time. And now then, we couldn't do that today. And although our population has doubled since the 1945s.
And that plan was deliberate because they have wanted to destroy the dollar so they can put in a world currency and then a microchip. And they have wanted to destroy the military power of the United States of America so that we will be forced to rely on a United Nations so-called peacekeeping force. And as you know, here in the United States of America, and this is a very disturbing thing because it's against the Constitution of America, we have foreign troops stationed all over the United States, and we have United Nations troops stationed all over the United States. So if there's a problem, it won't be American boys and girls who are the soldiers. It's foreign troops and the United Nations troops. And the bottom line is, those foreign troops and UN troops would not hesitate to shoot and kill an American citizen.
Well, Paul, we certainly thank you for being with us today on this program. Here now is Brother Jerry to give you the number to call or the address to write, and Brother Paul will be back with us on the broadcast tomorrow, so you be listening.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. The number to call to get either or both books is 1-800-652-1144. If you prefer to write, the mailing address is Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. And the website address is swrc.com. Are you ready for the microchip as offered in appreciation of a $20 contribution in the United States, $22 for Canadian listeners? It's also the gift amount for the day the dollar died, $20 in the U.S., $22 in Canada. Or here's an even better idea. Get both books when you send a $35 offering in the U.S., $40 in Canada. The microchip book is 164 pages in length, and the day the dollar died is 178 pages. Both are extremely relevant for what's happening in the world today. Brother Paul points out that the microchip technology is available right this minute. And he answers the question, will the world experience a cataclysmic event in the near future? In his book, The Day the Dollar Died, he says there's a plan to merge the United States into a one-world government, with a step toward that being the North American Union. Don't miss getting these valuable resources. Call, write, or go online today for either or both books. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Stay tuned for a Bible in the News report over many of these stations, and join us tomorrow when Brother Hutchings welcomes Paul McGuire back for your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for a Bible in the News report, a recent story with a biblical viewpoint, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. Reporting is Brother Noah Hutchings.
National religious broadcaster Harold Camping has publicly announced, including billboards on highways, that God will again destroy the world as he did at the Great Flood on May the 11th, 2011. While we certainly do not agree with Mr. Camping's thesis, we do know that major prophetic signs that were fulfilled this past year brings us near to the Lord's return and, of course, the Battle of Armageddon. Number one, Jesus said that when he came again, it would be like it was in the days of Noah when no one listened to God's servants. Violence was filling the earth, and they were marrying and giving in marriage, meaning that there was rampant divorce and marriage, and it's kind of like it is today. The November 30th, 2010 edition of Time magazine carried on the front cover in large red letters, "Who Needs Marriage?" Almost 50% of Americans now say that marriage is old-fashioned and not necessary, and 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. Number two, Jesus also said that it would be like it was in the days of Lot. This past month, Pastor McAlpine in England was arrested for saying the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin. In the United States, pastors can be arrested now for hate crimes for preaching against sodomy. Our president declared June the month of brides, homosexual month, and Congress voted to affirm Mr. Obama's program for homosexuals in the military with no qualifications. A CNS report of December 21, 2010 confirmed that the Department of Defense had ordered the straight soldiers now to shower with homosexual soldiers. AIDS remains primarily a homosexual transmitted disease, and the World Health Organization reports that 59% of females in African nations with almost a billion population have either AIDS or HIV. Number three, Jesus said of the last days there would be great earthquakes and related judgments. According to a Globe Report 2010, has been the deadliest for earthquakes, storms, blizzards, and volcanoes, killing over 250,000 people. So this has been the most dangerous year in over a generation. Number four, five retired Air Force generals testified before a World News Report meeting that UFOs are real, even dismantling nuclear missiles on U.S. Army bases. Jesus said that before he came again, there would be fearful sights from heaven. Although Jesus said that no man could know the exact day or the hour he would return, he did give us many signs so that Christians would know his coming was near. It seems that 2010 did bring us much closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's today's Bible in the News report from Southwest Radio Ministries. To get a complimentary copy of the monthly publication, call 800-652-1144. The website address is swrc.com. Join us for your next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.